Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host, and I am super excited that you all are online with us today. My co-host Francine Humphrey is not here with us tonight, but of course I'm flying solo, and I'm here to share some things about business, in this case, nonprofit business management, because that's where my expertise lies, but certainly want to tell you all a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and more about our president and founder, Francine Humphrey, president and founder of Issues Concerning Women. So let me just dig right in. Issues Concerning Women basically is an organization that helps women and their families reaching long-term and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And for those of you all who basically heard me on other shows before, I've always said this is the heart, passion, and heartbeat of Francine Humphrey, and what she loves doing is empowering women. We both love empowering women. And then the Micro Nonprofit Network, basically, of course, is founded by yours truly. It's a small nonprofit organization that helps nonprofits become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. And it is our vision to, in both Francine's vision and my vision, is to empower, to educate, to equip leaders to serve their community. That's what we do, and that's what we do best. As I said, I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight. Francine Humphrey, my co-host, is not here tonight, but I do want to do a little shout-out in terms of how you can reach Francine. You can reach Francine by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to issuesconcerningwomen.org, all one word. Again, icwdirector@gmail.com or issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you can reach me, Veronica McMillan, you can go to info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. That's our email exchange or number to get us via email. Or you can basically go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org. So that's a little bit about how you can connect with Francine and myself. And so, again, I'm so excited. It's been a while since I've been solo, flying solo tonight. And my co-host, of course, isn't with us, but certainly she'll be back with us next Thursday. We want to just say thank you all for listening to us week by week, every Thursday night at 6:30. I'm hoping that the topics that we bring to you all are interesting topics and that you can have nuggets of information that's going to be helpful to you. Tonight, what I wanted to do is I wanted to sort of kind of draw back the curtain a little bit and talk about our businesses. In this case, I'm going to be specifically talking about nonprofit organizations, but when you understand that nonprofit organizations and for-profit organizations run the same in terms of the things that they're doing, people that they're trying to reach, products and services that they have, human services, human resources, all of that, marketing, branding, all of that stuff, that they run the same. It is their mission that may be different and their structure that may be different. So today I wanted to specifically talk to you all about the you in business. Now, some of those little snippets that I'm going to be sharing with you all tonight is coming from, I was listening to Bishop T.D. Jakes' Pastors and Leaders Conference 2019, and some of the information that was given through some of the breakout sections that they had was absolutely phenomenal. And so I wanted to integrate that and mix that into some of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight. And then I'll be shouting out Francine's information on how to connect with her. And also I'll be talking about how you can connect with me. And as I always say, this is technology via computers and telephones. So if anything happens and it goes out, we'll get back on and get back to the show as soon as we can. And if something happens and we can't get back, know that it's the technology that we are that we are using, and we will make it right the next time. But I want to jump back right into this because tonight what I call this section is called the You in Business, the You in Business. And all of my workshops that I'm doing now, I want to have this little component in it because you got to understand you in business. And what do I mean by that? I mean understanding who you are and understanding your why. Why did you get into business? You got to be very clear about that, because in the nonprofit world, I've said this hundreds of times, but it takes you about 7 to 10 years to get your sea legs in. And so that means you're going to have to really grind for your first 5 or 6 years. So you got to really understand who you are and what it is that you're doing and what do you bring to the table? What values do you have? And then the values meaning core values. What core values are at the core of who you are and what you stand for? So my segment tonight is called the You in Business. And so what I wanted to do is really, really, really talk about why you got into business. And in this case, I'm talking about nonprofit, but even for those of you all who have for-profit businesses as well, why did you get into it? Because typically what happens in the nonprofit world, this is what happens. We usually start our nonprofit because we have a particular passion for something. We have, let's just say basically you have a passion for teen girls and you want to be a part of that narrative or part of that group that saves those individuals from sex trafficking, or you cannot stand child abuse because you were abused as a child. And so that is your passion, but passion alone is not enough. No matter what business that you're in, understand that passion alone is not enough to move you to where you need to go. So you got to understand that. And then you got to also understand, as I said to you, your why, but you also got to know you cannot be moved by your emotions. You don't deal in business out of emotions and emotions only. Here's an example. If you're someone, again, who basically is really haven't dealt with your anger management issues or you really, really don't know how to communicate, that will show up in business. So one of the things that you got to do is you really, really have to dig in and figure out how you're going to deal with your anger management issues, because that will show up in business. Who you are comes out, no matter what it is. If you're a person that basically, this is a real basic example, but let's say if you're a person, you hate the color of red. Hate the color of red. And anytime you get around the color of red, you basically turn around and go out the room, or you're rude or whatever it is that you're doing. But the person that you need, the contract that you need, the funder that you need, the banking institution that you need, the vice president or whatever or whoever, whatever it is that you want, comes into the room and he or she has on red. Guess what? If you flip out, if you move out of the room or leave the room or what have you, you've lost an opportunity that could probably be the greatest opportunity that you have. And so you got to learn to deal with that. You got to make sure that you are addressing those issues. So if it's an anger management issue, get that addressed, because what will happen is you will go into negotiations with people and that anger issue will come out. You will be talking to funders, and if they're not in alignment or in agreement with something you're saying, or they're saying something about your program that needs correction, you'll get angry and you lose that opportunity. So you got to learn that you do not lead with emotions. You got to get your emotions under control. This is the you in business. You also got to make sure that you manage your finances well. Get your credit report. I said that the other day, and I realized I hadn't even pulled mine. You get one free one every. Well, you get one free one from each of the agencies, the three major agencies, every year. So take advantage of that and get a chance to look at what you're doing. I was talking to a client today, and I was saying, some point in your organization, you're going to need some capital. So you really, really, really going to have to make sure that your personal finances, your FICO scores and all of that stuff are up to par, because they are going to look at your personal. Yes, as you're establishing your business will establish some credit as well, and it will have a profile, but you really, really want to make sure that you're looking at those things. Are you looking at the people that hang around you? We're still talking about the you in business. How are the people around you reacting and acting? What are you posting on your Facebook? What are you posting on Twitter? All of these things follow you, the you in business, because your character matters. If you don't get that now, it is going to come to haunt you in the end. It's going to haunt you somewhere way down the road when you really, really, really need people behind you. So you're really going to have to take care of that. So you got to understand that the you in business, everything about you, everything that pertains to you must be addressed, and don't deal with it out of your emotion. That's important. So move away from that, because y'all feel me on that. That is key. These are the things that I've learned and becoming to learn, because I'm not a big networking person. I'm someone that, I'll stand in the corner with my one or two people that I'm talking to, and I'm cool all night long. But in the business world, you have to learn to network, and you have to learn to collaborate. So that's an area of weakness for me. I realize that, and I am challenging myself. I'm moving forth and doing something about that. So I want to segue a little bit and just start giving you little snippets from the conference that I heard. I'm listening to it by way of the computer, but they made such great points. I was like, God, I got to share this with the listening audience. So number one basically says you must have structure in place in your business. You must have structure. In a nonprofit world, as I said, you just can't lead off by passion and passion alone, but you got to have things in place. And regardless of whether or not it is for-profit or nonprofit, you got to have these structures in place, because if you don't have structures in place, you will be, it's just like flapping in the wind, just grabbing hold for anything. One of the things that I gave to, every 3 months, what we do is we do a strategy cafe, and the cafe is for nonprofits to come together to really sit down and talk about their structure, talk about policies and procedures, talk about confidentiality, talk about your computer system, your branding, your technology, your communication, talk about all of that, because those are systems, that structure that you got to have in place, and you cannot operate without it. Structure is vitally, vitally important. You also have to understand in that structure, you have to look at how does capital come into your organization. Is there a place where you're looking at your resources? Because whenever that you have a nonprofit organization, something that Sabrina Fulton from Sabrina Davis from Fulton Bank said to me, she said, you got to have a bail team. And when I was talking to her through a training that we were doing, I was like, what in the world is a bail team? So let me give you what a bail team is. Bail team, B-A-I-L, banker. Not who you bank with, but who your banker is. Someone you can sit down and say, okay, I'm looking at your business plan, because I know you're asking us for $100,000, but when I look at your business plan, there's some holes in it that really need to be patched up before we can lend to you. And so if you have a banker, you can have a conversation with that person to help build out everything that you need to do specifically for your organization. So banker is important to have. Now, you also on this thing, you also have to have an accountant. That's the A on the bail team. An accountant is that person that's really kind of looking at the books, saying, okay, looking at the books and doing your books. Because I have once up someone who, an accounting organization that basically does our bookkeeping and our taxes. But you got to understand your books as well. The accounting is so important because, again, small organizations, people are looking, and they're looking to see, what are we doing with our stuff? Are we handling our finances well? Are we being a good steward over the finances that we have? It's vitally important. And then the eye on the bail team is looking at insurance, your risk management. Again, it doesn't matter whether you are for-profit or non-profit. You got to have insurance. The risk management component is huge. We're in a time now where people sue each other for the smallest infractions, and you don't want that to happen to you, as that is a part of your organization. You got to have risk management in place. And I know Francine and I, every time that we do this radio show, we try to make sure that everything that we have learned over the years, we try to impart that knowledge to our listening audience and also to our clients. And then the L and the bell team is lawyer, making sure that you have legal representation that you can go to and talk to about your organization, be it for-profit or non-profit. Make sure that you have that in place, because that's so, so, so very important. So let me give, again, another shout-out for my co-host who is not here with us tonight, but we share this mic together on Thursday nights at 6:30. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is a brainchild of Francine Humphrey. And so I want to be able to share her information with you all tonight. If you need to contact Francine, you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org, or you can email her at icwdirector@gmail.com to connect with her. Or you can connect with me. I'm the president and the founder of the Micro Nonprofit Network. Our website is micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.com. Tonight is just basically me giving you some tidbits of information that I know is important in terms of your business and your business development and growth. And what I want to do is share some nuggets of information from a conference that Bishop T.D. Jakes had on their Pastors and Leaders Conference from 2019. There was so much information that I'm only giving you just snippets of what that information that was given. I'm sharing that with you. But one of the things that I heard was how to break barriers. So let's just say your business has gone to a level and you're like, God, we're not moving anymore. We need to do something a little bit different. And something that I've always said, and Francine and I have laughed about it, is that basically if you're riding a dead horse, dismount. You got to know when it's time to make changes. One of the things for our strategy cafe that we're going to be doing for our July cafe is that we're reading the book, Who Moved the Cheese? And Who Moved the Cheese is really about change in your organization. And so that one of the things that we are doing is helping to empower those who are in the nonprofit world with reading materials, as well as strategies for their businesses, as well as looking at their businesses in every area and say, how's that structure? How's that system? But this is what Pastor Craig Rochelle said. He said, you have to change the way you think. That was one for those barriers. So if you're riding that dead horse and you realize we're not going nowhere, we're not moving any further, we're not growing, we're not developing, because you got to change the way you think. And I was thinking about this today as I was driving, and I was like, God, how do you change the way that you think? It means you got to change what you believe, and you got to understand that it is a process, meaning that if you have, what came to my mind as I was thinking about this is computer systems. If you got old data, old information that is of no good to you, you're going to have to get new information. Your mother drive must be overhauled. You got to get new information in there so that the data that comes out of you is current information, is relevant information, is information that's going to be helpful to you. One of the things that I heard in this leadership conference also is, what are you reading? You got to be a good steward over knowledge now. You got to understand that whatever business that you're in, whatever market that you're in, whatever service that you're providing, whatever product that you're providing, what do you know about that? And one of the things that I say to my nonprofits is this: what problem is your nonprofit resolving in the community? Because basically, when you can solve a problem, there will be a need for you. But if your stuff looks like the person across the street stuff, you got a problem. So we got to figure out basically when we make changes. So you got to know that you got to change the way you think, and that change is going to have to occur because you're going to get new information in there, and you're going to get those old, corrupted, antiquated, outdated files out. And then he said, basically, he said, you got to change how you empower people. Because, again, whether you got two people or whether you got 200 people, you got to empower them. And how do you empower them? You got to be empowered yourself, and you're going to have to give them the creativity to be able to go out there and take a chance, be able to show you some things that you didn't think about. And I think this is the beauty of sitting down with a group of people and saying, okay, here is what I'm thinking. Let me give you all the opportunity to try this. Because you got to be able to take a risk. And again, certainly you have set this up. Systems are in place where people are not, first of all, going out doing shenanigans, crazy stuff, saying things, being disrespectful, and demeaning the organization, demeaning the president, all that stuff. That stuff we know, but that they should not be doing, and you're not going to tolerate that. But you got to be able to have, you got to let go of the reins a little bit to let creativity come forth, because the more you can empower your people to grow, because if they get stagnant, then basically you're not empowering them, and that you become the problem. That was something, when he said that, you all, I could have fallen out my chair. He said that basically if you don't deal with the problem, you become the problem. So you got to be able to empower your people to grow. You got to empower your people so that they're able to say, okay, I got this wonderful idea. Let's brainstorm a little bit about this, and let's just try this way. Let's try this for the next 6 months, and then we'll come back and we'll reevaluate it and reassess and come back to see if this is working for us. And so, and then you can't always go, oh my God, we tried that two years ago and it didn't work, so we're never going to try that again. So these are those two nuggets. It resonated in me so that I said, tonight, since I'm flying solo, I want to share that with our audience, because the information is so powerful. Then number three, he says, change how you create systems. He says, goals don't determine success. Systems determine success. And boy, that was one of those ones again. I just stood up and like, oh my God, I know what he means by that. Yes, we set goals. Yes, we set goals. But if the goal that you set isn't working, you're going to have to reevaluate. And so that means that you're going to have to put a system in place. Okay, if that did not work, what's the next thing that we're supposed to do? The system is, okay, at XYZ point, we do this. When we move from that, we go in there, we hire that person comes on, and that person does A, B, C, D. We reevaluate that, and then we do the next thing. That person comes on, or we hire that particular company, or we bring that particular person on, and we stop with that particular person or organization. You have a system in place, and so it's like a well-oiled machine. I'm so excited tonight about this, because this is stuff that I'm applying to my own nonprofit business, because there are things that we want to do different. And I know that we can't change with the same way that we've been thinking. We have to get new information. We got to do things differently than what we've done before. We just got to, because if not, we're going to stay stagnant. We got to really, we have to create systems. And again, I got to say it again, y'all, it's so important that goals don't determine success. Systems determine success, because you can go back in and say, okay, we tried doing that. We said that we're going to hire that person to do this. That did not work. We evaluate and say, oh, we're not going to do that again. This is what we're going to do. So now we can come back and say that part of the system is failing. We're going to go in there and do that. It's just like plumbing. Sometimes it's just a part in there that needs to be taken out so that the whole system runs well. Let me calm myself down, because I'm super excited tonight about this, because it was so life changing. And then he had him here. He said, change what you believe about yourself. That goes right back to the beginning of what I said to you all. Know yourself. Be able to understand the you in business. He had here. Change what you believe about yourself. God has given you a gift, a talent, and ability. You cannot keep poo-pooing on it. You cannot keep talking about what somebody else is doing. You're going to have to really get in here and say, what is it that I believe about myself? One of the things that I've been doing as a Christian leader is really looking at my core beliefs, because your core belief is the root, the cardia, the center of who you are. It your character builds from there, and at the core of who you are, core belief system, comes root systems, the roots. Do you have a root of faith? Do you have a root of integrity? Do you have a root of creativity? Do you have a root of innovation? Do you have a root of faith? Do you have a root of truth? Do you have a root of transparency? Or is your root gossip? Or is your root always looking at somebody else's and comparing yourself always? What do you believe about you? Do you believe that you are a good leader? Do you believe that there are things that God wants you to do? Or are you still stuck on the side of the road looking at what other people are doing and looking on there and like, oh, my God, the grass is greener on that side? One of the things that I'm constantly saying to myself, God gave me a talent. I heard Creflo Dollar say, you have this particular thing that is different than everybody else's stuff. Their particular thing is different from your particular thing. That's what makes us unique, that all of us must bring our particular things, if you will, to the table and learn to lock arms, to lock hands, and to say, okay, here's what I got. This is what you got. This is why it's so important in business to know the value of what you bring to the table and stop lowballing, stop selling yourself cheap, stop taking the thing that somebody else has thrown to you. Know that you are valuable and that you are worthy, and there's something great that God has for you, that there's something good that only you can bring. Les Brown said that if you don't bring your gift to the table, you cheat us out of the gift that God has for you, that the gift that God has for all of us, because you got to bring your gift. I got to bring my gift. Everybody else got to bring their gift. And we have to grow together and share. We have to grow together and develop. It's so important. It's so important. So, again, I'm Veronica McMillan, flying solo tonight on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. My co-host, Francine Humphrey, will be back next week. If you want to reach out to Francine, you're going to reach her at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you're going to go to the website issuesconcerningwomen.org. If you want to reach out to yours truly, you can go to the micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can email me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. It has been, just like Don Cornelius, a stone cold blast that I've been here with you all tonight. Go out and do something good. Love God, love people, and do your very best, because you are particular. You have something great to offer. God is pleased with us. Take care and bye-bye now.